broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, August the 19th, 2022, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. You know, I was kind of excited there because we had a little longer news report this morning. And the news reports have been a little shorter lately, but you know, that happens sometimes because of lack of news. But it was back up over 3 minutes. You always want to see a news report between 3 and 4 minutes. Gives you more time to get ready here in the studio. Well, here we are, day two of digital broadcasting, and I want to thank everybody who participated in the show yesterday, because we had great participation, and that was just day one of what will be a building process. And the phone's already ringing here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I'm being nosy. I went by the place. I see you have a guest speaker there today. Who is it?
Oh, do we? No, it's just me.
Oh, I saw another vehicle out front that he's got a guest speaker, and he's in the studio today. And I figured, well, that's why you're in the studio, so the guest speaker comes to the studio.
No, the pastor will be here at 9:15, but other than that, no, I haven't seen anybody.
Well, I saw your vehicle up in the driveway, so I knew that was you. So I just thought, hey, you know, the other day when I bid you kind of goodbye, Carol, I said, you're in for a big surprise. Well, I never heard any response from that. Ted, what did you mean by a big surprise?
Oh, I must not have even heard it.
Oh, I told you the other day when I give you the Diet Coke, but prior to that, and I told Carol, I said, he didn't even ask me. He said, Ted, what do you mean by you're in for a big surprise? Well, I was the first one to give you a Diet Coke on your new show.
You absolutely were, and I appreciated that. That's the best surprise I could have asked for.
That's what I thought, Scott, and I'm always the type of guy, I tell people, I said, that all my life, I have more fun giving or being or helping or something like that. And do one thing that ruins everything is somebody thinks they have to give me a payback. I don't believe in payback. That's in my mind. But hey, I just thought I'd give you, if you had anybody you're going to talk to, I could talk to you a minute.
Oh yeah, we can talk because I don't have anybody till 9:15 this morning. So
this
what's new?
Pretty cool when you're don't have the internet or nothing, I can still talk to you and still correspond with you on your radio show.
Well, you know what I thought? What's interesting is that even though you don't have the internet, you still know when we're on, so you know when to call.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't have to hear my replay, or I don't have to hear my own voice, because before, when Carol and I would be here talking to you, I'd go in the other room, and then I'd have to come back in, you know, so I don't even have to turn the radio down, Scott.
Hey, that's not bad at all.
Well, nice talking to you. You have a good weekend, and I'm still looking forward when the fall comes here and the weather and stuff changes, you and Angie can come out. Hey, how's Angie doing? Does she going to be on the show tonight?
As far as I know, yeah. There's no soccer game tonight, so I would expect we would see her tonight.
You still have a radio show in the evening then?
Yes, yes, 8 to 10 tonight.
Boy, I'm a nosy customer, aren't I?
No, you keep us all on our toes.
Okay, well, I'll get off of here because you might have other people calling you. You having a quiz today?
You know, we might do a little bit of trivia today, yeah.
So what's on your agenda you're talking about now?
Well, so far we were just talking about the businesses and changes here in Marion again. And we were going to talk about, what else did we have? Oh, I got a thank you card from somebody who we sent to the Ohio State Fair. That was kind of nice.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
I didn't ask you, but are you still going to have the mayor on? I haven't heard nothing from the mayor.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think he comes on the fourth Tuesday of the month.
That correspondent will still come by.
Yeah, as far as I know, we have not changed that.
Yeah, well, it's pretty nice to know what the mayor's doing and how he's coming on the election. And I told Carol, I said, I'm not going to miss out on too much because it's going to be full bore on election and Mr. Trump's episode and stuff. He's on TV more now than he ever was when he was president.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of press here lately. There's no doubt about that.
And you know what, Scott? He loves it, don't he?
He does like the attention. I think that is absolutely for sure.
Okay, Scott, have a good one, and we'll see you later.
You too, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Scott.
Yeah?
Here's Carol a minute.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Carol, how are you?
Pretty good. I just want to wish you good luck on your new show, and you know what? We will really miss you, though, Scott, because we look forward to it every morning in the bed here listening to you. We just can't wait till you come on. But we'll miss you, but good luck in your new show anyhow.
Hey, I appreciate it, Carol. Thank you.
Okay, see you, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Scott,
yeah?
How does that word flattery will get you nowhere?
No, I think it'll get you everywhere.
See you, Scott.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. Well, that's very nice. You know, we're even hearing from people who are not able to listen on the internet, which is kind of a nice thing. 20 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Radio time. Again, phone lines are open, 7407. No, see, I about gave the home number. Switching between studios will get you all screwed up for sure. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'm here in the main studio today. If you're out there listening via TuneIn or the website or however you're listening, give me a buzz. We certainly had the calls yesterday, so I know you're out there. 21 and a half minutes past the hour. I wonder if our friend Scott out in Green Camp ever got the tablet up and running, because we did not hear from him yesterday. But I'm kind of interested to know how the Clippers game went on. When was that? The Clippers game would have been Wednesday night now? He thought the Clippers were playing the Mud Hens. Wonder if he got to see that game, how good that game was. Did the Mud Hens win? Did the Clippers win? Also, how did things go down in Columbus? So if Scott's out there and he's got his tablet up and running, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. I am in the studio today. 740-383-9944. You know, the computer is making a funny noise here this morning. I have no idea what in the world that noise is coming from the computer beside me here. But, I don't know. The fan is running in it. It doesn't feel warm or anything. So what noise it's making, we have no idea. We'll have to get Sean in here this weekend to take a look at this thing and see what kind of noise it's making. Might have something to do with the speaker. You never know. All right, though. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Are you out there listening? And if you are, how are you listening? I know our friends John and Carolyn Heimlich yesterday found their way over to their computer to listen to the program. And we had Ryan call in yesterday. He works, I think, during this program. He was listening on his cell phone, I believe. Trish was listening yesterday. Now, I don't know if she was on a tablet or a cell phone or what she was on, but she called in. Then we had a call yesterday right as we were going off the air, which was unfortunate because we didn't have time to get to it because we were going off the air yesterday. But we had that call. Ron, our friend referee Ron, called in yesterday. And am I leaving anybody else out? I don't know. Well, I hope everybody's made the switch, and I have to say that the Marion Star yesterday contacted me about the switch to digital and about, you know, going off the air. Now, I don't know when that article will run. I have not seen it yet, but I did give the Marion Star our friend Judy Summers' phone number, because I know she's been trying to get a hold of the Marion Star in regard to some kind of a petition to try to keep us on the air with the FCC. So I thought, well, maybe this is a way to get the Marion Star to contact Judy. Now, I don't know if Judy is out there this morning. She said she was going to try to get her Alexas hooked up or her Fire Sticks. So, Judy, if you're out there, Judy Summers, let me know if the Marion Star has contacted you, because I did give them your phone number yesterday when they contacted me about the switchover. and told them that you were trying to get a petition together for the FCC, and we'll see where that goes. So again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, we also had some giveaways yesterday. Now, first I want to run this down. We still have the cookie brownie here from Pizza Hut for Judy Cressup. We have the smoothie from Smoothie King for Brenda Griffith, I believe it was. We have let's see here. Grover, who won the breadsticks from Pizza Hut. And we now see, this was the funny thing. Apparently yesterday, because I was using the Skype to broadcast the show into the station, and apparently I announced the winner of the Arby's one free meal redeemable at 175 McMahon Boulevard. Apparently I announced that as we were going off the air yesterday. So I'm not sure that people heard the winner. So I'm going to do that again now at a time that I know we are on the air. Ryan won the Arby's yesterday. And any of people can pick these up today, any of our winners, can pick these up between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. this afternoon here at the studio. Mary's out there listening this morning. We got a message from her, 740-383-9944. So we've got Judy Cressup, Brenda, Grover, and Ryan. Are any of you guys out there listening this morning? Because we've got your Arby's meal, your free 20-ounce smoothie from Smoothie King. We've got your free triple chocolate brownie from Pizza Hut. And we've got your breadsticks from Pizza Hut that can be picked up here at the studio today from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And yes, the Friday show will be on tonight, 8 until 10 p.m. And as far as I know, Angie will be back. I know the last 2 weeks she had soccer games, so that was the issue there. But I believe she will be back this week. So that will be a good thing, to be sure. Now, I got a thank you card. It was laying here on the desk this morning. And again, I want to thank the person who sent this in. It says, "Muchas gracias. Scott, I wanted to thank you for the Nelly tickets I won last week. We had a wonderful time at the show. Judy Summers gave me 2 tickets. Thanks for all you do. Kim." Well, Kim, if you're out there listening this morning, I want to thank you for the thank you card. And I'm very glad you had fun at the Ohio State Fair watching Nelly. I hear that was a very, very good concert. So I'm glad that we were able to provide that service for you. And I thank you very much for the thank you card. So thank you to Kim. Kim, are you still out there listening this morning? See, you never know. It's going to take a few weeks to get this thing pointed in the right direction. You know, yesterday was day one. And as I said, it was kind of fun having people call in, telling us how they were listening. And there are so many ways to listen now. Alexas, dots, tablets, cell phones, computers, laptops, the website. You can go to the website, the TuneIn app, all kinds of different things. But give me a buzz here at the studio. We'd love to talk to you this morning. 740-383-9944. And if you were that caller yesterday who was trying to call in just as we were going off the air, give us a buzz. I would have loved to have talked to you. I don't know if you were trying to play the Family Feud or what was going on, but we certainly enjoyed that we had a lot of people out there yesterday. All right, 740-383-9944. You know, even when we were broadcasting over the air, for whatever reason, the 8 o'clock hour was always a bit of a slow hour, and especially the first half hour. From 8 until 8:30, it was always very slow call-wise. Now, I don't know if that's people just getting awake in the morning or maybe just coming to the program wanting to hear what I'm talking about. I don't know. But the first half hour has always been a little slow, so I do want to remind you that the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I am at the studio today, and I would love to hear from you to know what you're doing. I really am curious to know if Judy Summers got that phone call from the Marion Star because I did give them her phone number. So hopefully that did happen. I'll tell you, I hope this computer stops making this funny noise. It's a weirdest sounding thing. It could have been doing it for a long time. You know, I haven't been here since, has it been a week? Last Friday, the last time I was here? That could be, because I've been back to work this week. So it might have been a week since I was here Wednesday morning. I was here Wednesday morning because that was when I was having the internet issues at home, so I had to come in. But in any event, the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be coming up at 9:15 this morning. I believe we will have a new episode this morning. I met with Pastor Whitaker yesterday, and we had a great time talking about the show and the future of the show, which looks very bright. You know, by the way, now the pastor spot will repeat. It always has repeated Sunday morning at 8:10 a.m., but now it will repeat Wednesday at 3:10 and Wednesday at 4:10. Now, the Sunday service, the Community Christian Fellowship Sunday message, will now be on Sunday nights at 7:10 p.m., and that will also repeat on Wednesday and Thursday from 4:10 until 5 p.m. So that's a little programming update in regard to Pastor Whitaker and all he does here for the radio station. Now, I do have a big announcement in regard to something that we have not talked about for quite a while. And I did not get to it yesterday because we had all the hubbub about switching over to digital, being the first day for that. So I did not get into it yesterday. But this morning, I posted it on Facebook that I was going to be talking about this big announcement. Now, it's been one of my favorite things to talk about for a long time, and then last year we had actually a very big development when it came to this particular issue, and we have a new development as it comes to this issue, as it concerns this issue now. So here's the deal, and I'm just going to take you through the whole thing here, and that way we all get caught up, and then I'll tell you what the big announcement is that I learned Wednesday. I think I just learned about this on Wednesday. Okay, here's what happened. For years and years, I guess it started back in 2012, we all remember that Laddie Boy's dog collar, the dog collar of President Harding, was stolen in the middle of the night from the Harding home here in Marion. Now, this has been a long-standing bit of confusion for all of us here in Marion, because as we all know, the Harding home is on Route 95 here in Marion, the busiest street in Marion, Mount Vernon Avenue. How would somebody, first of all, know where the dog collar was? How would they be able to put a ladder, because it was on the second floor, put a ladder up next to the building, break the window, take the dog collar, go back down the ladder, and have nobody see them in the middle of a summer night? I believe this was done in a summer month back in the year of 2012. Well, here we are 11 years later now. I think it's been gone now more than 11 years, and we still have not seen this dog collar. Nothing. Not even leads concerning where this dog collar is. I don't even know that there's ever been a clue when it concerns this dog collar. So for 10 years, I would talk about this, and I would say somebody has got to know where this dog collar is. Somebody has to know. But what's so weird about it is that of all the gossips that everybody loves to gossip, I love to gossip from time to time, of all the people who love to gossip and all the people who talk and all the people who have trouble keeping a secret, nobody has ever given a clue as to what happened to this dog collar. 11 years now it's been. And this dog collar, I'll tell you, it was a big deal at the Harding home, because kids used to love to see this gold-plated dog collar. It was always one of the most popular things. Now, maybe that's why it was stolen. I don't know. I still feel it was stolen as a little bit of a prank, because what would you want it for? I mean, to be honest, you couldn't show it to anybody. Melding down the gold on it wouldn't do much. I don't know that it would be worth all that much to go through that much trouble. And again, I say it would have to be some kind of an inside job, because the people who were doing it had to know that the Harding home at that time did not have a security system either. Because I think the common person would have thought that in 2012, this Ohio historic landmark, the Harding home, would have security cameras. But apparently they didn't, on the inside or the outside, because nothing was ever seen, to my knowledge. At least what's been told to the public. So this story has kind of gone by the wayside 11 years later, and we still have no leads. Well, last year, I got contacted by a listener, and this listener said, hey, you know, I feel bad that this dog collar has never been recovered. Maybe if I offer a reward, somebody will turn over the collar. And that's exactly what this person did. But they said they wanted to remain anonymous, and that was pretty much it. And the reward was set at $1,000. Okay, that sounded good. We took the $1,000, we put it in a bank, and the deal was if anybody called with a tip that led to the return of the dog collar, or somebody brought the dog collar to the station, or gave us a call, told us where it was, that we would keep their identity anonymous, because to be honest with you, I probably would not know who you were anyway, and how would I know you were the person who took the dog collar? You might have been somebody who found it. You might be returning it for somebody else. I wouldn't really know, to be honest. Well, anyway, we did this story, $1,000 reward last year on the return of the dog collar, and it got national attention. But again, here we are, not quite a year later, but almost a year later, and we still have not heard not one clue, not one hint on where this dog collar is. Harding's dog, Laddie Boy's dog collar. So, here's the deal now. This is the big announcement. Now, the other night, I ran into the person who put up the $1,000 reward. And we were kind of talking about how it was unfortunate that we haven't had any leads and the dog collar still hasn't been returned, and what could be done to bring this dog collar back to Marion, Ohio. So here's the deal, and I'm making the official announcement this morning because we talked about it the other day. So here's the announcement. Now, there's two parts to this announcement. Now, number one, the reward for the dog collar was $1,000. That's what we announced last year. The reward for the dog collar was $1,000. The reward has now been upped. Now, you're saying, has it been doubled to $2,000? You know, that's a lot of money for returning a dog collar. No, here's what the reward is now. The reward for the return of the Harding dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar, is now $5,000. $5,000 for the return of Laddie Boy's dog collar. This money put up by one of our listeners out there who wants to see the return of the dog collar. $5,000. Now think about that. Now if you know who has it, or you have a tip that could lead to its return, or maybe you're the person who has it, the reward is now $5,000. What is that? Quadrupled? From $1,000 to $5,000. Okay, the anonymous donor who's supplying this reward has now made it $5,000. So that's for the return of the Harding dog collar. But there is another caveat to this that I must bring up. The person who put the money up says it has to be returned by the end of the year. So what is today? August 19th. So we've got through December 31st, 2022. So we've got, what is that? August, September, October, November, about 4 months. About a quarter of the year left. So there's the announcement. $5,000 for the return of the Harding dog collar, or a tip that leads to its return, will get you $5,000, but the dog collar has to be returned, and this only will run until the end of the year, December 31st. this offer expires. So if you know who has the dog collar, or you know something about the dog collar, now would be a good time to bring it up. And again, you can contact me anonymously. As I said, I'm not going to go to any police officer. I wouldn't know if you were the person who took it initially anyway. I probably would not know who you were. But it's $5,000 now. So, does anybody out there listening have anything to say? That's a big development in our whole Harding dog collar story. Coming up on 40 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. What do you think of the Harding dog collar reward being upped to $5,000 if it's returned before the end of the year, the calendar year 2022? What an interesting story I think this is. 40 minutes past the hour here. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Here in the studio today, but that is a big, big development in this whole Harding dog collar thing. The reward is now $5,000, and that reward will remain active until the end of the year, December 31st, 2022. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, the question is, do you think this will entice somebody in to returning the dog collar? Because it's more than $1,000 now. We had a discussion at $1,000, would anybody return it? Now we have quadrupled it to $5,000. That's no small chunk of change. $5,000 for the return of the Harding dog collar. And again, the person wants to remain anonymous in their pursuit of this. So, again, does anybody have an opinion on this? Do you think that $5,000 will lead to the return of the Harding dog collar? Or is there still a fear in somebody out there who has it? Because this has been talked about quite a bit on this show as well. Would somebody really damage it? Would somebody really get rid of it? Would somebody, I don't know, I don't, what would you do with it? I can't imagine you would throw it in the garbage after you went to all that trouble to get it for whatever reason that you got it. And you have to think, let's say this was a prank back in 2012. Let's say you were a high school kid then, between the ages of 14 and 18. So you would be 24 to 28 years old now, 25 to 29. It might be time to return the dog collar. So does any listener out there have an idea on this? Do you think that $5,000 might lead to the return of this much ballyhooed Harding dog collar of Laddie Boy? I don't know. I think there's a good possibility that $5,000 might do it. And also knowing that there is a time limit that has been put on it, December 31st, 2022. So what do you think out there? 740-383-9944. Will that return to the end of the Harding dog collar? Now, there is also an idea that will somebody who knows something about it finally come and speak? Because $5,000 might be a tremendous enticement to them. And remember, if it leads to the return of the collar, it's the same deal. As long as the collar gets returned, it will be $5,000. So would $5,000 prompt you to go out and start looking for this collar? Would it entice you to give up information that maybe you have on this collar, the dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar? Because I still think it's local, to be honest. You know, all those years with Lady Justice, it really never left Marion County. It was out in a barn all those years. And it was gone far longer than the 11 years the dog collar's been gone. It was gone, what, 30 years? Something like that? So, people thought Lady Justice was destroyed as well, but it never was. But it took something to get Lady Justice back, and I wonder if this $5,000 will be the thing that it is, that it takes to get Harding's dog collar back. So there you go. That's the announcement. Again, if you're just tuning in this morning, the anonymous donor has now upped the reward for the return of Harding's dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar, which was stolen 11 years ago, from $1,000 to $5,000. But the caveat is, it has to be returned by the end of the year. That reward is only good through December 2022, December 31st, 2022. All right, so that's that story as we have it here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm in the studio this morning. Do you have anything to say in regard to the Harding dog collar story, with the reward being increased fivefold to $5,000? Where could this dog collar be? Does anybody have a theory on where the dog collar could be? I really don't know. Again, my theory is that it was probably done as a prank. It's probably staying local. That's my opinion on the whole thing. But if you have one, you're more than welcome to give it to us. 740-383-9944. $5,000 for the return of the Harding dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar. Do you think that will prompt people to get this dog collar back? Well, we certainly hope so. Okay. Well, you know, we were doing a family feud yesterday. And apparently, it was a rather difficult family feud, because we did it for 45 minutes. And we only got two answers of the five that we were looking for. Now, the category was, what would someone do to make them a bad customer? Now, this is the category. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? Now, the two answers we got were lousy tip and act rude. Now, there are still three other answers here that we have yet to broach. Does anybody know what those might be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? Now, remember, the answers we have are lousy tip and act rude. But there still are three other answers. They're the number 2, 4, and 5 answers on the list. So, and we had terrible time. We had a lot of guesses yesterday, but a terrible time actually getting the correct answers to these questions. So again, the question is, what would someone do that would make them a bad customer? Now, the only two answers we ever did get yesterday were lousy tip and act rude. Three answers still remain on the board. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would guess right now that people are calling my house. That's kind of how this goes from day to day. Go ahead, caller.
Complain.
Let's see here. No complain on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Complain does not show up on the list. Well, we know our friendly bus driver Sarah's got us on in the bus this morning. I wonder what she thinks about the $5,000 reward being put in place for the return of Harding's dog collar. Well, I guess it's Laddie Boy's dog collar, Harding's dog's dog collar. All right, what would someone do to make them a bad customer? And again, we've only got two answers here. We've got lousy tip and act rude. So we still have three answers to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, August the 19th, 2022. 48 and a half minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Now you really have to think, what would make somebody a bad customer? Could be a lot of things, really. Go ahead, caller.
Well, how about skip out without paying?
skip out without paying. You know, that's not on the list, but a good guess. What do you think of the dog collar reward going up to $5,000?
Well, I was wondering. I mean, we brought in a dog collar last November. Has that one been checked out?
I know. It didn't pass the code.
Oh, well.
I don't know. $5,000 is a lot of money. I think it's probably worth far more than the dog collar's worth.
Yeah, I think it might induce somebody to give up some information of the collar.
Well, and that's all it has to be, too. There has to be more than one person who knows where this dog collar is.
Yeah. This is the kind of thing you do as a team, you know. One person holding the ladder, one person breaking the window.
Right, and if you know you can pick up $5,000 for just letting somebody know, I think it might entice somebody to do it a lot more than $1,000 would.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
No problem. Good luck.
All right, a call from Columbus, Ohio that says not paying. No, not paying is not on the list. This is a very difficult category for some reason. Maybe our audience is too polite. I think somebody said that yesterday, that maybe our audience is too polite. They don't know how to be rude customers. Again, the category. What would someone do that would make them a bad customer? Now, we've got leave a lousy tip, and we've got act rude. But there are still three other answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 50.5 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. What are the other three answers? We can't even get answer number three. Tough, tough category here. This category is actually how Ryan won the Arby's gift card yesterday. What would someone have to do to make them a bad customer? Coming up on 51 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, the answer's given, lousy tip and acting rude. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about asking to speak to the manager?
Asking to speak to the manager. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thank you.
All right, asking to speak to the manager. Not on the list. This is very interesting. Tough. I never would have guessed this was that tough a category. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? So far, three guesses this morning, and none of them are right on the money yet. The only two that we got yesterday, and I think we almost did a full hour of this yesterday, was lousy tip and acting rude. But we still have three answers to go. Now, remember the question. What would someone have to do to be a bad customer? I would think quite a few things could be done, but boy, oh boy, it's an interesting question. 740-383-9944. The question remains, what would someone have to do to make them a bad customer? We've got lousy tip and act rude. Three answers still remain. What are those three answers? And again, I'm at the studio today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What would someone have to do to make them a bad customer? Lousy tip was number one. I think that's the answer that Ryan got yesterday. And act rude, I think, is the answer that Trish got. But there are three other things that people could do that would make them a bad customer. Does anybody know what those three things are? 740-383-9944. Or, also, do you have any opinion on our announcement this morning of the return of the Harding dog collar? That the reward, which was at $1,000 last year, has now been up to $5,000. But the caveat in this, it's being put up by an anonymous person. To get the $5,000, the dog collar does have to be returned. Harding's dog collar does have to be returned. And it has to be returned by the end of the year, December 31st, 2022. Any thoughts on that as well? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about talking on their cell phone?
Talking on their cell phone. That is one of the things that I hate. Not on the list. Hey, Mary, what do you think of the dog collar? $5,000 reward now.
Well, I sure hope that somebody comes forward.
You know, this person putting up this reward certainly wants to see it returned, and I think that's quite a chunk of change to
that
just...
Is, yep. That'd buy a lot of... that'd buy a lot of dog collars.
Well, now, if you knew something about this dog collar, would $5,000 make you want to come forward?
I would think so.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
I just would think if you had it at this point... and you know that you're not going to get in trouble for it, and you're going to collect $5,000, what is the point of holding on to it at this point?
I don't know why it was taken in the first place.
No, you know, that's a mystery. I still don't understand, of all the items, why that was the item.
Why it was taken, right.
Yeah. Very, very odd.
Yes.
Hey, thanks, Mary.
Okie doke. Bye.
All right. Well, no, four answers this morning, and still none that show up on our list. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? 55 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? We've got lousy tip and act rude. Those are the only two answers we've gotten in the last 2 days. And as I said yesterday, we did this, I think, for an entire hour with guesses, and the only two we got were lousy tip and act rude. Still three answers left on the board here. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Do you have a guest that is actually going to post up on the list this morning of things you could do to be a bad customer? I guess this would cover restaurants. This would cover retail. This would cover really anything where you dealt with people. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? 740-383-9944. Remember, we're at the studio here on South Prospect today. We've got lousy tip and act rude. Still three answers remain. What are those three answers? Who's going to be the smart person who slips in and gets these this morning? Then maybe we can move on to a much easier category, as it were. And again, I want to keep making this announcement because it's new this morning that the reward for the return of Laddie Boy's dog collar, the dog collar, the dog of President Warren G. Harding, has been up to a $5,000 reward as long as it's returned by the end of the year, December 31st, 2022. The reward has now gone from $1,000 to $5,000. If you have any thoughts on that, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Stealing.
Stealing. Shoplifting. Not on the list, but a good guess. What do you think about the $5,000 reward, Ryan?
Well, if I had it, I would turn it in for that.
I know. That's. Do you think that's much more enticing than the original $1,000 reward?
Yeah, unless the person that stole it is, a historian or something that just had a bad day or whatever, I would think the person that stole it, needs money.
I would think so. I still don't understand the reason for stealing it. That, to me, will remain a forever mystery.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Ryan.
Yep, I'll stop in to get that Arby's thing.
Yes, I'll have it here for you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Ryan was our big winner yesterday with the Arby's gift card. He'll stop in and grab that this morning. Okay, 58 minutes past the hour, 2 minute warning here. I just realized why this computer's making a noise. It's because we've hooked up the new Facebook Live tool. And I think it's probably coming through the speaker because we hooked a new microphone into it. I think that's what's going on. In any event, what would someone do that would make them a bad customer? 740-383-9944. We've got leave a lousy tip and act rude. Three answers still to go. Go ahead, caller.
All right, I've got another one for you.
Go ahead.
What about the customer's unsupervised children making a mess?
Well, that could have, you sound like you speak from experience with this.
I do.
Yeah. Not on the list, but a good guess. Hey, what do you make of the $5,000 reward for the dog collar?
I hope that encourages somebody to come forward. That's definitely a pretty big amount for a dog collar.
Well, we just announced it this morning, so hopefully it gets out there and people or somebody returns it. They collect their $5,000 and the Harding home gets back their dog collar.
Yeah, I'm almost wondering with how long ago it's been taken if the person that took it even remembers they did it at this point.
Well, here's my guess. Somebody else, I think, would have to know. I don't think somebody could keep quiet for 11 years and never tell any other souls.
No, not at all.
So I think that's what might bring it forward.
Yeah, either that or the person that took it remembering it and deciding to come forward themselves.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right, we're going to break here. We'll be back with the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM.